Good morning, everybody. We are picking up today in the Mitzvah Saseh in the Rambam's Minyan HaKatzer at the beginning of Mishnah Torah from Mitzvah number 167. Hopefully today, Mirat Hashem, we will complete all the positive mitzvahs. So, number 167, Lishpos b'Shmini Atzeres, b'Shmini Shochat, Shenem Arbi Yom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh. Right, on Shmini Atzeres, we're supposed to have that as a day where we refrain from work as well. 168, Leishei B'Sukkah Shavaz Yom, to sit in the Sukkah 7 days, Shenem Ar, B'Sukkos Teishvu Shavaz Yom, on the days of Sukkahs. 169, Lito Lulav, to take the Lulav and the Arba Minim, Shenem Ar, L'Kachtan L'Cham B'Yom HaRishon, Priyetz Adar Kapos Tamarim. Number 170, Lishmo Kol Shofar Rosh Hashanah, to listen to the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shenem Ar, Yom Tro Yelachem. 171, Litin Machtz HaShekel B'Chol Shana V'Shana, that everybody has to dedicate one half shekel every year. Shneamar ze yenu kol over al pekudim. It goes to the base of Mikdash. 172. Lishmoa mikol navi sheyeh b'chol dar v'dar im lo yosef lo yigra. We have to listen to every navi, whatever generation he lives in, as long as he's not adding or subtracting from the Torah. Shneamar ilav tishmoin. 173. Limnos melech, that we have an obligation to appoint a king. Shneamar som tasim alecham melech. Number 174. Lishmoa mikol based in hagadol sheyamdu lahem liyisrael. Shneamar that we have an obligation to listen to everything that the Beis Nagadol will tell us, whichever Beis Nagadol it might be. 175. If there's some sort of dispute amongst the judges, so then we follow the majority. 176. To appoint judges and those that will carry out the will of the judges, those like officers in every single Jewish community. 177. Lash was bein bali dinin b'shash umdin b'din, that we treat all litigants equally. Shenem ar b'tzedek tishbut amisecha, at the time when they are judged. 178. Lahayid b'veistin l'mi shiyesh lo edos. Shenem ar v'hu eid ora o yad. If somebody knows testimony, he has an obligation to go ahead and testify in Beistin. He can't just avoid it. 179. Lach goreidim harve, that Beistin must very well investigate the witnesses. Shenem ar v'derash v'chakar t'vashal t'heitev. They have to check them out very, very sincerely and very seriously. Number 180. Now, when witnesses have been testified against that they were not actually present at the time of what they are claiming that they've seen, so then we give them the punishment that they were trying to dole out to the other person. 181. In a case of an unsolved murder, so then we have to go and kill a young calf in the way that it's supposed to. 182. To set up 6 cities of refuge. Number 183. That Levium get 48 total cities, and aside from the 6 cities of refuge, the regular Ari Miklat, these 42 additional ones, they also serve as Ari Miklat. 184, Lasos Maka, that we have to make a fence around dangerous parts of our house. Shneimar Vasita Maka Ligagecha, on our rooftop, we have to make a fence so nobody falls. 185, Labeit Abodazara V'chol Mesha Sheha. Shneimar Abeit Abdun Eskol Mekomos. You have to destroy any Abodazara as well as anything which was used to serve it. 186, Larog Anche Yerani Dachas L'Surfas Eir, to kill all those people that had been in a wayward city, as it's called, people that had all served Abodazara, the majority had served Abodazara, and then to burn down the city. 187. To destroy the 7 nations that had occupied the Bnei Israel, the Eretz Israel, the Sheva Am they're referred to, the Canaanim and the others. 188. To destroy Amalek. 189. We have to constantly remember that which Amalek had done to us. 190. To act properly, to follow the rules of the Torah when we go out to war, which was not a war of a mitzvah where we had an obligation to it, but when we chose to do it. Shneimar kisakrev elir. 191. Limshoach kohen lemochama. Shneimar v'hayak korvachem el mochama v'nigash hakohen. To appoint a special kohen who will go and inspire the people and make sure that the right people leave the war, etc. So we have to appoint this Meshuach mochama. 192. Lahatkin yad b'machane. That we have to have a pass so that way people are able to go to the bathroom outside of the camp. Shneimar v'yad tiyelcha michotz lemachane. 193, for those same soldiers, Latkin Yated, that they have to each have a special shovel that they can cover their excrement when they go to the bathroom outside of the camp. 194, La Hashiv Esa Gezel, to return an eye object which has been stolen. 195, Litain Staka, to give charity. 196, Lahanik Levit Ivri, when a Jewish slave, a bondsman or whatever they call him, when he goes free, so you have to give him gifts upon his leaving, so that way he doesn't leave empty-handed. Shneimar hanik tanik lo v'chein am ivri. And the same thing is true also for a female slave. 197. Lahavos ani, to lend money to a poor person. Shneimar im kesef tavayos ami im ze'inu rishos el mitzvah. The Rambam explains it's not if you do, it's a command. Shemar Bavi Tavitenu. 198. That when we lend to a non-Jew, there's, according to the Rambam, and this is something which is complex, the Ravid, the Ramban argue, it's something that has to be properly understood, but the Rambam sounds like he says that there's a mitzvah to lend to a non-Jew with ribis, with usury. Shemar Lenochri Tashech, maybe Hashem Olam Du Shazu Mitzvah, say. The Rambam stakes out that this is indeed a mitzvah. 199. Lashav Amashkun Lebailov, to return a deposit back to its owner. Shemar Hashiv Tashiv Lo Esa Avot. 200. When somebody does work for you, hire a laborer, so you have to give him his money on time. 201. That somebody who's doing work for you is able to eat from the work that he's working with. If he's working out in the field, he's able to eat from it. 202. That if you're a friend or his animal has a burden on it, to help him take it off. 203. And also to load up an animal. Shneamar hakim takim imo. 204. Lahashiv aveda. If somebody lost an object, to return it. Shneamar hashiv tashivim laachicha. 205. Lochiach achote. To rebuke somebody who had sinned. Shneamar hochiach tochiach as amisecha. 206. Lahov kol bnei adam ibnei bris. To love every member of our covenant. Shneamar v'haft l'recha kamocha. 207. Lahav as a ger. An additional mitzvah. This isn't to say a ger is not part of the covenant. In addition to that, a ger also has another mitzvah that you have a mitzvah to love a ger. Shneamar v'haft as a ger. 208. Letzadik maznaim im mishklos. That we have to have very accurate measures in all of our business dealings. Shneamar maznei tzedek avnei tzedek. 209. Lekabed chachamim, to honor the wise people. Shneamar v'mnei seva takam. 210. Lekabed avaim. Shneamar kabed asavicha v'as imecha, to honor our parents. 211. Liyurami avaim, to revere our parents. Shneamar ish imo v'aviv tiro. 212. Liparos livros, to have children. Shneamar peru revu. 213. Livo b'kedushin, that when somebody wants to get married, he does so with kedushin. Shneamar ki ikach ish isha uba aleha. 214. That a husband should make his wife happy for the first year of Shana Rishona. 215. Lemol es haben, to do a circumcision, to do a bris milah. 216. If Rachman al Tzan, somebody's brother died without any children, so then there's a mitzvah to marry his wife. 217. If they choose not to do Yibam, but instead they do the process, the ritual with the shoe, to decline to do so. So Shneamar, they admit for Judesh, Vechalso, Nalo, Me Al Raglo. 218. Lisa Onix. If a man rapes a woman, and the woman wants to stay married to the man, so then the man has an obligation to marry her. Shneamar v'lo tiyel isha. 219. L'shei motzi shemra im ishto koyamav. That if a person had defamed his wife, he had said that she wasn't a basula when she actually had been, so then he's not allowed to divorce her, he has to marry her as old. He stay remain married to her as long as she wants to his whole life. Shneamar v'lo tiyel isha. 220. If somebody seduces a woman, then he has to give the 50 shekel to her father in accordance with the other halachos that are there as well. 221. To deal with a woman who you captured, a beautiful captive, who you want to marry, to deal with her in the appropriate fashion as described in the Torah. 222. Legarish bishtar, that when somebody gets divorced, he does so with a shtar. Shneamar because of law, safer krisis for the nasan biyada. 233. Lasos lasota kitora, that if a woman is a wayward wife, she's suspected of having done adultery, so then you have to do those dinim as is described in the Torah. Shneamar vasala koin es kol haTorah hazot. 224. Lahalkos harasham, to administer lashes to sinners. Shneamar vaepilu hashofei behikehu. 225. Lahigalos rotzeach bishgaga, that a person but killed accidentally must be sent into Galus. 226. We continue on. Again, the grouping is something which we should all analyze and appreciate how the Rambam breaks it up at every stage. So right now, if it wasn't clear, now we've transitioned to some of the other aspects that a Basin has to deal with, aside from the marriage laws we had just noted. So now we're going through the different punishments. So now the Rambam counts these each as a mitzvah. So 226 is Leo's Basin Horgim Asaif, that when somebody is obligated to be killed by beheading, so Basin should do so. 227, Leo's Basin Horgim Echenek, when they have to be killed through strangulation, so then Basin should do that. 228, Leo's Basin Sorfim Beish, that when somebody is obligated to be killed through fire, so Basin does that. 229, Leo's Basin Soklim Babanet, that when somebody's obligated to be stoned to death, so they can do that correctly. 230, that under certain circumstances, after somebody was killed in Basin, they had to be hung. The body, the corpse, had to be hung. Not that we would kill somebody through hanging, but the body had to be hung, and therefore, when that circumstance arises, then we have a mitzvah to do so. 231, that when somebody's been killed by Basin, then he'd be buried on that day. And the Rambam Mishnah Torah expands this to include burial in general. 232, to deal with a Jewish slave, as is accords with all the halachos. 233, liyad Alma Ivriya. For the master, his son, to marry the Alma Ivriya. Shneamar Asher lo yadav im livno yodena. 234, liftos Alma Ivriya, to redeem a female slave. Shneamar veifde. 235, lavod Eved Kanani lolam, that a non-Jewish slave, Eved Kanani, be kept in captivity his forever, not to free him. Shneamar lolam bahem tabodu. 236, Leos Achova Mishali Mamo, that's somebody who does damage by hurting another person so that he should pay money. Shneamar Bechi Yervan Anashem Vehika Ish. 237, Ladon Ben Nizgei HaBehema. Shneamar Bechi Yagov Shor Ish as Shor Re'u. When an animal does damage, so the basin has a mitzvah to judge in accordance with the correct halachos in that case. 238, Ladon Ben Nizgei HaBor. Same thing with damage is done through a pit. Shneamar Yiftach Ish Bor. 239, Ladon Leganav B'Teshlum Mamo B'Misa. That when a Ganav, if he's stolen money, so paid with money. If he's stolen a person, he's kidnapped, so then he gets killed. Shneimar v'chi ignov im b'machteres v'gonev ish u'machro. So to deal accordingly with them, the correct halacha. 240, the Dobin Nizkei HaBe'er, that when an animal goes and wanders and eats from another field, so we deal properly with that damage. Shneimar ki v'ir ish, sadeh o'ker. 231, Ladon Ben Nizkei HaEish. Shneimar ki sitei ish, matzah kotzim. Same thing, to judge properly when fire damage is done. 242, Ladon Ben Din Shomer Chinam. Shneimar ki itein ish, areyu kesef o'kelem. To deal appropriately with somebody who had been watching an object for free, so the halachos in that case should be upkept properly. 243. Sure, that when somebody's being paid to watch an object or he's a hired worker, so then we deal with his halachos correctly. 244. To deal properly with the halachos of somebody who had borrowed an object. 245. To deal properly, for judges to judge properly with dealings that relate to buying and selling. 246. That when you have a case where there's one plaintiff who's making a claim against a defendant, so that we deal properly with the claims. 247. To save somebody who's being chased after somebody else to be killed, and even if it means that we have to kill the chaser. And the final mitzvah say ledom dinei nachlos, last week's parsha, that we should judge properly the various halachos of inheritance, to make sure that everybody who's supposed to inherit properly inherits. All right, yashar koch. That was the Rambam's list of mitzvot aseh.